Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page, I believe, four lines from the bottom of the page, at Rava Bar Sharshum. So the Gemara is going to tell us about a case where a person had a mashkon that belonged to somebody who had subsequently died. He had land as a mashkon that belonged to someone who had subsequently died. And then the person decided, you know what, I better hang on to this land because he also owed me other money. So even though he no longer needed it as a mashkon, he decided to keep the land as payment for an additional chov that he had. Is that a fair thing to do or not? Then the Gemara is going to have a case of a dispute over Yerusha that ultimately got resolved, but in the interim, before it got resolved, someone was eating the peros, and he's not the person who ultimately was determined was the real Yoresh. So what do we do about the peros that he ate while it was still in dispute, even though ultimately the case got resolved? And then on Amud Beis, we're going to go back to cases of Chazaka. We're going to have three different mises, three different stories relating to Chazaka, relating to Cheskas Gimel Shanim on Karkaos. So let's begin. Four lines from the bottom of the page. Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Rava Bar Sharshum Nafakalei Kol D'Ka'ach L'Ar D'Yasmi. Rava Bar Sharshum, there was a call that went out that he was consuming, he was living on the land of Yisomim, or living off of the land of Yisomim, and it didn't belong to him, and it was not a good rumor about what he was doing. Says Tosfos, Pirish Yatza Kol Shehu Shel Yisomim. The call was that the land actually belonged to the Yisomim. Avol Ein Lefarish Yatza Kol D'Mitchila Hayishal Aviyem. You can't say that the call was simply that this land once belonged to their father. Avol Achshav Lo Yodin. But right now we don't have any knowledge of who it belongs to. Dim Kenav Matzil Meimra Lekuchu Biyadi. Because if that were the case, then we're going to see in the Hemshich of the Gemara, it would be obvious that he'd be allowed to say, I bought it, and there would be nothing to discuss. Because if all we know is that it once belonged to their father, so certainly he can say that he has purchased it from their father. But no, the kol was not just that it belonged to the father, the kol was that it belonged to them. So Abaye says, okay, let's look at what's going on over here. What exactly are the details of this case? So he says, I'll tell you this story, that I had this land as a mashkon from their father, because as Rashi points out, mashkanta gavoy me'avu and have mashkanta desura dekas v'yachi b'mishlam shanya alin tepek aradabalo kesef u'me'avi machalta shnei chazaka, that the deal was that I would be able to benefit from this land, and as I benefit from this land, we slowly deduct the value of the benefit that I'm getting from this land from the money that he owes me. So that was the deal. And Vaavili Zuzi Achrini Gabei, and he also owed me other money that I don't have a mashkon for. And I figured that Vachalta Shnei Mashkanta, the years of mashkon were over, meaning I got enough out of this karka to actually pay back for the loan that the mashkon was on, but he owed me other money, and then he died. And Amina, I figured, Ima Darnala Arli asked me, if I go and I give this land back to the Yisomim, Va'amina de Isli Zuzi Achrina Gabe, and I try to come with Taina, and I try to tell them, look, you owe me, your father owes me more money, Davucha Gabe Davuchan, Amar Rabbanan, Habali Paramichse Yisom Loi Paral Beshua. Well, then they're going to come right back at me, and they're going to say that if you want to get money from Nichse Yisomim, you're going to have to take a Shavua. So I'm sorry, we're not giving you anything unless you take a Shavua. So I figured I always have this better option of doing the following. Ella ach b'she l'shtar mashkanta va'och l'shir zuzei demigo di ba'ina amina l'kuchi b'yadi mehemna ki amina disli zuzi gabaychu memnina. I figured I'll put away the shtar mashkanta, I'll hide the shtar mashkanta, and I'll eat the shir zuzei, I'll eat the amount, I'll enjoy from this land the amount that he owes me for the other loan, and migo, that if I wanted, I could have said that I bought this land and I would be believed. to say that I bought this land. So now that I say that I didn't buy this land, it is your father's land. So it does belong to you. It is your land, but I'm using it in order to get paid back my loan. So I figured I should be believed about that as well. So I said, no, you would not have been able to say that you purchased this land, because there is a kol that this land belongs to Yisomim. So if there's a kol that it belongs to Yisomim, that you have no ne'amanos to say that it's lukucha biyadi. So if that's the basis of your migo, then your migo doesn't work. So rather what you should do is give it back to them. And when they get old enough to be able to deal with it, then you should take them to a din Torah and you should deal with the fact that their father owed you money. But you can't just decide to be avid din l'nafshei and to take this land because with the assumption that you'd be believed with a migo. So a couple of important tosos in over here. First of all, the top tosos. Amar Rabbanan boli para. So we said that if a person is boli para minichse yisamim, he's going to have to take a shvua. Now, wait a second. Even if he were to take a shvua, he would not be able to collect until they got older. The Gemara says at the end that when they get older, he could have a dintar with them. The point is that he wasn't so bothered by that. He wasn't so bothered about the delay. What bothered him more was the fact that he would have to take a shvua. I mean, if he felt that he was ultimately going to get paid back, he couldn't wait to ultimately get paid back. He was just concerned. He didn't want to have to take a shavua. So that's why the point of emphasis in the Gemara is the shavua rather than the fact that I figured I might as well get paid now rather than waiting to get paid later. V'nira d'rava bar sharshum savuk rav hunu b'rei d'rav Yeshua d'mefarish taim b'shilim mechilten taim adei neskakel nechsei som mishum tzrori d'ikra av papa d'mefarish mishum d'priyas balchov mitzvah v'yas m'lav b'nei m'av mitzvah ninhu im kena filu yehi emes kidvarav lohe yachol la'akev lahem karka b'chovo kivin d'lav b'nei m'av mitzvah ninhu k'draf unami paskinun hasam. So this points out what you really need to look at is why is it that you can't get paid back from nechsei yisomim Ella b'shavua. Why is it that you need to take a shavua in order to get paid back from nechsei yisomim? So it's a machlokas later on in Daf Kufay and Dalid. One shita is mishum tsari, that there's a concern that maybe tsari atvasei, that maybe the father really did give you the money and you're holding on to the money and just no one knows about it, so we're concerned that really you did get paid back. So we're going to make you take a shavua that in fact you have not gotten paid back and you're still really owed the money. The other possibility is, no, we're not concerned that you already have gotten paid back. We know you haven't gotten paid back. The only thing is, Priyas Balchov is a mitzvah. The Yisomim have no such chiyuv. They're little kids, so they're not b'nei ma'avid mitzvah. They're not people who are subject to the mitzvah. Now, if it's like that second explanation, that Priyas Balchov mitzvah, then the whole claim over here that I might as well keep it to get paid back my chov would be off base, would be incorrect. Because even if he's right and he's telling the truth, he wouldn't be able to keep the karka as his chov. They have no obligation in this mitzvah, priyas bal chov, so he has no right to force it upon them. So says Tosus, we must be assuming, like the other shita, that the concern is mishum tsrari. So that's point number one that Tosus makes, that when it comes to habali par mikse yisam lo yipar al b'shvua, the first Tosus has these two ha'aras. First of all, that in a chinami there's a double a negative in him not keeping the land for himself. Number one, he's going to have to make a shvua, but also that he's going to have to wait. It's just that the waiting doesn't bother him. And second, that our Gemara must be assuming that the issue is not that Yisomim are not b'nei mev mitzvah. The issue must be an issue of tsrari. The next Tosus makes another important point. Ach b'shei l'shtar mashkanta v'ochli shir zuzi. That he says, I'm going to hide my shtar mashkanta, and I'll be able to use this land to get paid back the other loan. Now the only way he could have been able to say that I bought this land is if he hides this shtar mashkanta that says that the whole land was a mashkon. In that way no one will know that the land was given to him as a mashkanta. If the whole world already knew that this land was given to him as a mashkon, there's no way he would be able to say, If you have a person who's a sharecropper, and everyone knows that this guy's a sharecropper, he can't come after 3 years of sharecropping in the land and say, oh, it's my land, I have a chazaka. No, it doesn't work. Everyone knows that you're only a sharecropper. So if everyone knew that this land was a mashkon to begin with, there's no way he'd be able to say. The point is, he has to hide the shtar mashkanta. Fine, so that's another important ha'ara that Tosus makes. Then the Gemara went on to say that the guy thought he'd be believed, the guy, Rava Bar Sharshum, thought that he'd be believed with a migo, that since he could have said l'kuchi biyadi, and he'd be believed about that, so when he says that he has another loan that's outstanding, he's going to be believed. Now, l'kuchi biyadi, he would be believed, says the Rashbam, below Shavua. The Rashbam, in the second skinny line, he'd be believed without a Shavua. De'ein nishba'in ala karkaos. Why would he be believed without a Shavua? Because you don't have to take a Shavua on karka. Va'od d'cheska shaloshanu b'makom shtar kaima. And he has a chazaka. Chazaka is as good as having a shtar. You don't have to take a Shavua when you have a shtar that says that you own the land. Says Tosos, migu dibarma l'kuchihi, says Tosos v'tema, my daite d'rav bar shash. What was Rav Bar Sharshum thinking? At least a Shavuos Hesus he's going to have to take. A Shavuos Midrabanan he's going to need. Granted, we don't take a Shavuos on Karka, that's on the Daraisa level. But Midrabanan Nishvayim, Kamoshadiktik Rav Haigon, Mehida Kosev, like Rav Haigon brings a Raya from the Sugin Ksubistaf Pezayin, Hapogemus Ksubasa, Vedach Miidashi Perua, Loti Para El. That if a woman says that she's owed part of her ksuba, and one aid is made that it's already paid back, she can only get paid back with a shvua. Savar Rami Bar Chama lemer shvua d'oraisa. Initially, we thought that meant a shvua d'oraisa. Amarav shtei tshuvas b'davar v'od de'ein mishba in al kfiras shibur karkaos. Alma d'midrabanan nishba in v'odin shvua sasis d'mayshna. So in that case, it's a shvua midrabanan, and we do take a shvua even though it's on what is ostensibly karka. In our case also, even though it's karka, there's no shvua d'oraisa, that's true, but a shvua midrabanan you have to take. So says Tosfos Yeshlomer, dein nishban shvua sasis elehecha d'ta'in bari. Aval hacha lav tain is bari, hu shein vada liyisam shkarka zuein l'kucha biyado. Now, when do we require a person to take a shvua sasis in a situation where there's no possibility of a shvua daraisa? That's only if the taina against him is a taina's bari. The people who are making the claim know for sure that they're owed something. But over here, the yisomim don't know enough. They don't know that this land belongs to their family. Maybe Enochinami was the kucha biyado. They don't know that that's not true, and therefore the best they can muster is a taina's shema. That's not going to be enough to be mechayev shvua. Hilkach yavatad l'kucha biyadi love. That's why if he said the kucha biyadi, it would not require shvuas hesis. It's interesting because l'chora, the Rashbam already addressed this whole issue because he said, yeah, first of all, ein nishba al karkos. That's why there's no shvua daraisa. The va'od of the Rashbam l'chora addresses the other half. And why is there no shvua midrabanan? Because he has chazaka. So once he has a cheskas kimul shanim, he's not going to require even a shvua midrabanan. So probably the Rashbam already addressed this. This entire issue. And then one final point on this sugya, the response to him was, you never could have said l'kucha biyadi, because there's already a call that the land belongs to the Yisomim. So if you look at the Rashbam, about 5-6 lines into the Rashbam, Amar Lei, the last one line, v'kivin di'adata di'is kala alach da'ara da mashkanti gabach, since you know that there's already a call that this land was only a mashkan v'lo l'kucha, and it has not been purchased, that is ultimately a macha'a that undermines your chazakah. Meaning, since you know that there's a call out there that this land does not belong to you, that it was not that you have not purchased it, there's no way you would have let the shtar go after 3 years and lost the shtar. Remember, cheskas gimul shanim is based on the idea that for 3 years a person watches over a shtar, but after that he figures that no one's going to bother him anymore. If there's a call out out there, of course people are going to bother you. So then the chazaka doesn't work after 3 years. Therefore, you have to go give back the land to the Yisom right now. When the Yisom become b'nei mitzvah, so then you can go and deal with them. When, then you can swear about the shtar chov that their father owes you money and you get paid. But as long as they're katanim, you can't do anything about it because you're not allowed to take away nichsei yisomim. Now says Tosfos lekuchi biyadi lo matzis amrit, that when they told you cannot say that it was bought, that you had bought it, because everyone knows that there's a call on it. Says Tosfos av gav diava amr lekuchi biyadi have a ne'eman. What he's saying is, not that you're wrong in your cheshbon. I mean, his cheshbon was, I always could have claimed that I bought it and I would have been believed, so believe me now that that I'm using it just to pay back another chov. So the taina back was not that, no, you would not have been believed if you would have claimed that you bought it, says Tosos. You would have been believed, but you can't use that as a migo. Mikol makom lavi migo. Vachi perusho. Delomat samrit lo yisa yachol lahayus. Delomat samrit lo yisa yachol lahayus panechav lomarkein. Kiven denafa kala ve'in kan migo. A little bit different than Rashbam. Rashbam said that the taina back to him was, you never could have claimed lekuchi biyadi, because your whole claim of lekuchi biyadi relies on the fact that your cheskas gimel shanim means something, but your cheskas gimel shanim means nothing, since you should have held on to the shtar because you knew that there was a call. Says Tosfos, no. He would have been believed. His cheskas gimel shanim does mean something. He would have been believed to say lekuchi biyadi, to say that I bought it, but you never would have said that had it not been true. You never would have had the chutzpah to say, this is what we call migo da aza, that believe me, I'm saying this, I could have said that. The thing that you could have said, you wouldn't have said. It would have taken an enormous amount of chutzpah to defy a kol that it belonged to their father and to claim that that kol wasn't true. So that's why you don't have a migo. Okinyan zeh yesh beperek sheni de kiddushin. Says Tosfos, you have a very similar thing in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. Umayim yetzalomer meziri yisi lamashri nafshi rishia pirush eno amer baratzon meziri yisi ven kan migo. That if a person's migo relies on the fact that he could have said, I did this bemezid, and therefore, believe me, with my current taina, no, you never would have said you did an avera b'mezid, because why would you ever say such a thing? So that's not amigo. A taina that you would have been believed about, that you have ne'amanus about, but that you wouldn't have actually said, is not good enough for amigo. This is a major discussion in terms of how amigo works. Why is it that I'm believed that since I could have said a better taina, believe me with this taina? Is it the koach ne'amanus, that because I could have said a better taina and had ne'amanus, so I'm granted ne'amanus on the better taina, so that ne'amanus that I'm granted on the better taina can carry over to the taina that I'm actually saying? Because so if that's the case, well, he has ne'amanus. He could have said l'kuchi biyadi, so that ne'amanus should transfer over. Or is it no, that he actually would have said it? That if he was going to lie, it's a chazaka, that if he was going to lie, that he would have lied better. Well, over here we know that he wouldn't have lied better, because lying better would have involved an enormous amount of chutzpah. Alvadi Amar Meizid Yisipshiv, the meaning over there also, if he actually says the other taina, he would be believed, but it's still, you can't build a migo off of such a taina, even though in a chinami he would have been believed. Okay, so that was the story with Rava Bar Sharshan. Now the Gemara moves on. The Gemara tells us a maisa about a dispute over Yerusha. Krevi de Ravidi Baravin, relatives of Ravidi Baravin, Shach v'shavak, or a relative of Ravidi Baravin, Shach v'shavak dikla, died and left over as Yerusha a dekel tree. So there was this tree that he left over as Yerusha, and now Ravidi Baravin and another relative had a dispute over who was the closer relative. Tulsus points out, Kravid Rav Yehuda Shavak Dikla, Ilo Garcina and Ella Shavak Dikla, Tzarech Lomar Shlo Yilo Banim, Vakarov Yosar Yorsho. Vigars the Kravi, Yisham Shlo Yilo Banim, Lahachi Yisrach Leila Meimar, Dikla the Kravi. Machlok is whether he had children, and he said, no, but this Dekal tree is Le Kravi. It's to my closest relative who's not a child. Meaning he actually had children to get the whole Yerusha, but this one Dekal tree he wanted to reserve to his next closest relative. So that's where the dispute arose. Okay, who is the next closest relative, or he didn't have children, and it was just a matter of who the closest, every Jew, unless he's a ger, has relatives. So there's someone who's the closest relative, and that's what the dispute arose over. It was the whole Yerusha. Ravidi Baravin Amar Anakriv Netfei. Ravidi Baravin says, I am the closer relative. O Gavra Amar Anakriv Netfei. And the other relative said, I'm the closer relative. So this is Safik in Halacha, and what we do in this kind of case is we apply the principle that we're going to learn a little more about, called Kalda Alim Gavar, that the whoever is stronger, whoever can overpower the other one, is able to take the tree. So that's how the Rashbam explains it. That's what we would have normally said over here, that Kalda Alim da Alim Gavar. So Lusov, after a year or two, after a little while, Odilei Diyukar Tfei, the other relative admitted to Ravidi Baravin, you know what, you are the closer relative. I lied, I'm not the closer relative, it's really yours. Ukmar Rav Chista Biyadeh. So Rav Chista said, okay, Hodas Baldin. I don't know the family tree, Rav Chista says, but I don't need to. The other guy said that it belongs to Ravidi Baravin, so it belongs to Ravidi Baravin, so we give the Dekel to Ravidi Baravin. So Amr Lei, so Ravidi said to Rav Chista, Lahadili Peri Dachomehu Yomad Hashta. You know, it's been a couple of years, he's been eating the peros off of this tree, and now we know that this tree was really mine the entire time, so I want to be reimbursed for all the peros that he's been eating the entire time. So Amar Zehu Sha'om L'Avadim Gadol. Rav Chista says about Ravidi, this is the guy you claim is an Adam Gadol, and he makes such ridiculous tainas. Amanka Samach Ma'ir—that was apparently a common expression that they have that a few places in Shas. Gemara in Kiddushin with Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna that he said about him that he was an Adam Gadol. Oh, Kishabo Liado Tavil Liadi. Oh, next time when he comes, let me meet him. And he meets him and he saw the low parasudra that he wasn't wearing a Zeu Sharmul of Adam Gadol. What kind of Adam Gadol doesn't is not parasudra? So they would they always had questions about. So they were somewhat skeptical about people saying that he's an Adam Gadol. So he says, this is the guy that. It's an Adam Gadol. Aman Kasamach Mar. Who are you somichan to be zocha in the tree and to get the tree at the end? Ahai, you know, it's only because out of the goodness of this guy's heart, he admitted that you're a closer relative. But haka'amar danamakriv nesfei. But until this time, he's been saying that he's the closer relative, and it's been a safek, and we didn't know what to do with the peros, and so we applied the principle of kol dalam gavar. The fact that he's moda right now that you're a closer relative, that's ki'ilu he's giving it to you as a matana, and the matana is only chal from here on in. The matana is not going to be chal l'mafreya. So therefore, you have no claim whatsoever on the peros. In Tosus, Tibra Maskel Hachi Garcinan, they explain that after he was moda, he made a taina that he didn't eat any peros until now. And Ravidi had edim that the guy did eat, and Rav Chista believed the fellow that he hadn't eaten because of amigo that he could have said that he could have never admitted in the first place. So Rav Chista says we say amigo even against edim. That's how Tosus has. According to one girsa in the Gemara, that it's not that this is all theoretical. You know, if we knew that he had peros, even Rav Chista would have admitted. Look, by his own words, he says that it's not his. It's not his tree, so the peros didn't belong to him. It's not a suffix going back l'mafreya. So that's how Tosa understands. Different than the Rashbam. The way we explained it was the Rashbam. So Tosa says that according to Rav Chist, according to this gear, so according to the way we're saying now, that the dispute was whether he had eaten peros, and Ravidi had aided that he had eaten peros. So then l'chora Rav Chista's words are not so meduyak, because he could have said to Ravidi, Ha'iu Amar lo achalti, the Bayamar anakriv netfei, that the guy said lo achalti, and if he wanted, he could have still claimed to be the karov, and that's really the migo that he's believed with. So that's not the words that Rav Chisda uses. So it also says my interpretation doesn't fit exactly into the words of the Gemara. And furthermore, according to Abai and Rav, who disagree with Rav Chisda, the reason is because you don't say migo b'makom eidin. So the Gemara should have said that lashon of Abai and Rav lo sviyulu ad Rav Chisda ma'ali shak makom eidin lo amrinan. Meaning, if the whole thing is about migo b'makom eidin, so that's what we should have said. That's the point that the Gemara should have emphasized. But we're going to see that Abaye and Rava in the next line of Gemara disagree with Rav Chisda, but we don't emphasize this migo b'makom eidim idea. So says Tosus, maybe this you need to change the girsa or something. Tosus suggests an alternative girsa in the Gemara. He suggests that it's l'sof odilei and you leave out the words di'ihu karif tfei. Ultimately, he admitted, but not that he admitted that Ravidi was the closer relative. It's just that he didn't want to be in a machlokas with Ravidi, so he said, you know what, just take the dekel. That's what odile means. Not that he admitted that he was wrong all this time, he just relented and said, you want the dekel so bad that you take the dekel. I don't need to be in a fight with Ravidi. Abayiv Rava lo svirlu had Rav Chisda. Abayiv Rava thought that Rav Chisda's psak was incorrect. Kivinda Odi, because they thought that once he actually admitted it, so that's it, he admitted it, that he was the other fellow who admitted that Rav Idi was the closer relative, so that means that for all halachos, Rav Idi was the closer relative. So again, the way the Rashbam understands, and therefore the peros that he had eaten, and that everyone agrees that he had eaten, belongs to Rav Idi. The way Tosus understands is that, no, Kivinda Odi, what it really means is that the fellow was not believed with his migo that he could have that he could have never admitted to Rav Idi, that he could have never given it to Rav Idi in the first place, because it's a migo b'makom edim. Rav Idi had edim that he actually did eat the peros, so he can't claim that he didn't eat the peros. Okay, now we go back to issues relating to chazaka. So first, we're going to have two or three stories now. Story number one, ze omer shalavosai v'ze omer shalavosai. One guy said that this karka belonged to my father, the other one said this karka belonged to my father. Hai isi sadadav hasahu, one of them brought edim that the karka actually belonged to his father. Vayis v'hai isi sadi da'achl shnei chazaka. The other one did not have edim that his father owned it, but he had an edim that he had a chazaka in the land. Now, the original set of Edim that said Avhasehu, that said that it belonged to the fathers, must have been meyid that the father never sold the karka to the second guy's father. That's what the Rashbam adds. That because otherwise, you could ask, why in the world would you say it's a migo makom edim, that the fellow has a migo makom edim, even if you believe his taina that the karka belonged to his avos, it doesn't necessarily contradict the eidos, because they both could be true. Yes, it belonged to your father before he sold it, and then he sold it, and now it belongs to this guy. So it has to be that the original eidos is not just that it belonged to his father, that it belonged to his fathers, and they never sold it. It was something they held on to until the day of their death. So one guy again has edim that it belonged to his father, and they never sold it, and the other one has edim that he has a chazaka in it. So Rav Chisda says that the one who has a chazaka, who has edi chazaka, is going to win this case. We believe him because malo l'shaker. If he wanted, he could have said that I bought the karka from you and I have a chazaka on the karka since then, because he has edim for the chazaka. So therefore, we're going to believe him to say that it never that it belonged to his father as well. Abayiv Rava lo sviru lehu had Rav Chisda. Abayiv Rava disagree. Mali l'shaker b'makom edim lo amrinan. Because they say you don't say amigo when it goes against edim. There are edim that belonged to Reuven's father, so we can't say, oh, we're going to believe Shimon that it belonged to his own father, migo that he could have said that he bought it from Reuven and has a chazaka. No, that migo is against the edim that it belonged to Reuven's father. So once you're up against edim, you know what's migo? Migo is an indication that he's telling the truth. If there are edim against what you're saying, we know you're lying. We don't need to look at indications whether you're telling the truth or not. The highest form of evidence in Jewish law is two edim, and there are edim that are going against your very taina. What about his cheskas gimel shanim? That chazaka doesn't help because it's a chazaka she'eni mataina, meaning the chazaka has to be accompanied by some modicum of truth or something that might be true. You have to have a taina. He doesn't have a taina, even though a taina that he got it from his father's, from his own father, is a normally would be a good taina, but not when we know that that's not true. Not when we have Aiden that your father didn't own it, that the other guy's father owned it. So that's why this chazaka is worthless in this case, and that's why Abaye Rava say that it's a migo makom edim, and we're not going to believe it. Next story of a chazaka. A guy says to his friend, "What are you doing in my land? This land clearly belongs to me." And the ma'arer had edim that the karka belonged to him, because otherwise the whole taina lechora would be worthless. Amarle, so the machzik says to the ma'arer, "What do you mean? Why do I have this land? Minach zabne, I bought it from you. V'chalti shnei chazaka, and I have a chazaka. Azal aisi sadi da achala tarti shni." What he was able to get together, he was able to get edim together that he had a chazaka for 2 years, but he couldn't find edim about that third year. Amar Rav Nachman, hadra ara v'hadra piri. Rav Nachman said, sorry, until you can get chazaka for 3 years, everything's got to go back. You have to give the karka back to the ma'arer, and you even have to pay him for the payros that you had during these 2 years, because now you have edim that you did have payros for these past 2 years, so now you have to pay him back for those payros. Now, if you didn't have edim that he was ochel payros, even though he was moda that he had eaten 3 years of payros, but he wouldn't have to pay back, because l'chora, if all he had was his hoda'ah, the guy's claiming, yes, I've been here for 3 years, he's saying, and I've been enjoying the payros for 3 years. Now we're not believing him because he can't find edim about 3 years. So shouldn't you say that he has to pay payros for 3 years because his own claim that he's been eating the payros for 3 years? It's like Hodas Baal Din. No, because according to his own claim, he was eating his own payros for 3 years, that it actually belonged to him. So it's the only reason we're mechayiv him to give the payros is not because of his own hoda of the 3 years, it's because of the edim of the 2 years that he's been living there and that he's been eating the payros. So those edim are believed for those 2 years, and therefore he's going to have to give back the payros of the 2 years. So Rav Zvid says as follows: Amra Zvid. Im ta'an va'amar l'peros iradati ne'eman. If originally, when the Bala Karka came and said, what are you doing in my Karka? The machzik would have said, I came here for the peros. You sold me the peros of this Karka for X number of years. Then he would be believed and he wouldn't have to pay back the peros. Because a person would never go into someone else's property and just start eating the peros without permission. We have a chazaka that a person wouldn't do such a thing. So he'd be believed, probably Rishonim point out, with the Shavuos Heses, and it would have to be that was his original taina, because if he originally claimed that the karka belonged to him because he bought it, and then only later claims, oh no, I just came there to eat the peros because you sold me the rights to the peros, he would not be believed, because that would be makhish his original claim. I mean, you can't come back when you see that you're losing with your original claim and change your claim. That obviously would not work. But had he said it originally, that I just came here for the payros, so then he would be believed. So Rav Zud says, and I'll bring you a raya. Lav mi amar Rav Yehuda. Didn't Rav Yehuda after all say, Hai man did nakit magla vituvalya, va'amar ezela gadri ledikla deplanya dezabnin aldi mehemen. If you see a person who takes a magal and chavalim, these are different kalim that you would use for picking dates off of a tree. So a person comes with his date picking kalim, and the magal is to pick the dates, and the chavalim are to grab the dates at the top of the tree. And he says, I'm going to my friend's dekel tree and to take the dates because he sold me those dates. He's Neman, and we allow him to go ahead and to pick those dates right off of the tree, because we don't know that the Bailam is going to have a problem with this. Now, if the Bailam says, what are you talking about? I never said anything before the guy ever takes any peros, then we would stop the process. We'd say, wait, hold the process. You can't go and just pick the peros. We have to resolve this issue first. But the guy never said anything. The owner never said anything. And this fellow comes with his kelim and he decides that he's going to take the dates, and he says, it's been sold to me. So we do believe him, because lo chatzif inish to gazav dikla delav delay. There's an assumption that a person doesn't have the chutzpah to go and take the and take dates that are not his, and therefore he's going to be believed. So achanami lo chatzif inish lemechal peros delav delay. Same over here by the person who ate peros from the karka for the last 2 years, and he claims that he bought the rights to the peros from the balakarka. We assume that lo chatzif inish that he wouldn't have had the chutzpah to have something to take something that's not his. Tosus just raises a question. Even without that, that a person is not chatzav to eat peros that are not his, we should pat him from paying anyway for the peros for a different reason. Metaltlin, that a person is machzik, he's naman to say that they're his because he's tofes in them. Meaning, when it comes to karka, you need gimel shanim, you need. But when you're dealing with metaltlin, if you have it, if you just took possession of it, you automatically have nemanus. So Tosus raises the question over here also. We should believe him that it's his because he's tofes. So Tosus says that the reason that the Gemara is suggesting is needed if he's not tofes in the peros. Like he leaves him in a Rishus She'in HaShalom. He leaves him in a no man's land, somewhere between the Rishus of the Mocher and his own Rishus. So he's still Ne'eman, Mikoach, this Ein Adam Chatzav, that he never would have had the Chutzpah. Then Tos raises another question. Why does Rav Nachman say that if initially he made the Taina, that he bought the Karka, he would not be believed? We should believe in Migo that he could have said Leperos Yiraditi. So Tos says, no, that wouldn't be a good Migo, because with the Taina that he bought the Karka, he's trying to claim more. He's trying to claim not just that I own the Peros, but that I own the Karka as well. The Taina that he's saying now is only a Taina on the Peros, not on the Gufa Karka. So you can't apply a Migo when he was trying to bite off more, when he was trying to claim that more actually belonged to him. So that would not have worked. So Frek the Gemara now. So again, what happened over here? Rav Zid said, you know, if the guy would have said initially the Peros Yirati, he'd be believed. And my raya is because we say this concept of lo chatzif, that a person wouldn't have the chutzpah to claim something that's absolutely not to go into someone else's property and just take something that's absolutely not his, just like we say lo chatzif to go and pick dates off of your friend's palm tree. So frankly, Gemara Ihachi, if we're going to believe this person that he was kona the rights to eat the peros, and the reason we believe him is lo chatzif, he never would have had the chutzpah, well, aranami, even if he said that he ate the peros because he owns this karka, shouldn't we believe him for that same reason? Because after all, who would have the chutzpah to go into someone else's karka and take the peros from the karka? So if the din is that he's not believed unless he brings edim that he's muchzik in the karka shalosh shanim. So, the din actually is that he needs edim that he's muchzik in the karka shalosh shanim. But why? Let him be believed that the karka belongs to him even without edim chazaka. Lo chatzif, who would have the chutzpah to go into someone else's land? So says Mara Ara Amrin Lei Ach Vishtarcha. When it comes to the karka itself, we don't believe him, because we could tell him, listen, it's your karka, let me see the shtar mechira. If he doesn't have a shtar mechira, he's not going to be believed that he owned the land. But meaning the point is that lo chatzav is a chazaka to do when you don't know when you don't have any other indications otherwise. So we say lo chatzav mistama, it actually belongs to him. But when you're dealing with land, there's supposed to be a shtar. So if he doesn't have a shtar, then there's a major reyasa on any claim that it actually belongs to him. You need either a shtar or you need gimel shanim. He doesn't have either one of those things, so that's why we're not going to believe him about the land. Frak the Gemara Ihachi Pirinami. If that's the case, then even if he tainas that he bought the peros, shouldn't we say let's see the shtar kinyan on the peros? Mistama, they wrote some sort of shtar that he owns this peros. So Gemara says no, mistama, they didn't write such a shtar. Shtar lepiri lo avdi inchi. It's not normal for people to write a shtar on a zuchus v'achilas peros, and therefore you can't bring a raya from the fact that he doesn't have such a shtar that he's meshaker, that he's necessarily telling a lie. So therefore we resort back to the lo chatzuf, that he wouldn't have gone into this karka if he hadn't actually purchased the rights to buy this karka. The next piece is already an entirely different issue. So maybe let's stop there. We'll stop there. Hashem will pick up from Huda Amar L'Chavrei tomorrow. Sure.